And you have got my 96.7 WDLR and AM 1270. We welcome you to Off to the Races, your weekly Saturday morning harness racing show. I am your host, Mike Bozich. We welcome you, of course, to this edition. And before we get started, we do want to let you know that this and every edition of Off to the Races is brought to you by the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association. Breed in Ohio, buy in Ohio, race in Ohio, and win in Ohio. Also brought to you by the Ohio State University Veterinary Medical Center. They've got caring down to a science and Cashman Horse Equipment Outlet and Drive-Through Feed Store. Visit them online at cashmans.com. All right, we have got a great next couple of shows for you. We're going to kind of break format a little bit. No interviews. We're not doing any interviews over the next couple of weeks. What we're going to be doing is we are going to be diving into Little Brown Jug history, because the countdown is on. We are 2 weeks and 1 day from the spectacle of the Little Brown Jug beginning, with it all culminating on September 18th with the Little Brown Jug final. Now, we're going to take you into a series of segments. Now, we do want to thank, of course, our sponsor and the great people at the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association. We're going to borrow a lot from their YouTube page, because back in 2020, I believe, our good friend Roger Houston, who of course is the voice of the Little Brown Jug, hosted several segments of Little Brown Jug history, which started all the way back at the beginning in 1946, and pretty much took us up to modern day with little segments. But let's take a look at some of the facts of the Little Brown Jug, and let's go all the way back, because this is a show we're pretty much going to concentrate on the beginning. And of course, next show will take you to kind of the next decade, through the 70s, 80s, and 90s. And of course, the Saturday before the Little Brown Jug week begins will of course lead you up to modern day. But all the way back in 1946 is where the Little Brown Jug began. 27,000 people in attendance at the Delaware County Fairgrounds. And the founding of the Little Brown Jug, the event, actually did not start until, did start way back into 1937. Where they moved the fairgrounds from Powell, Ohio, to Delaware, Ohio. And two very special people, as we're going to hear from Roger Houston here in just a few minutes, made this possible. Attorney from Delaware, Ohio, Joe Nebel, and Hank Thompson, who was the sports editor of the Delaware Gazette, a big harness racing fan. And Joe Nebel, who had a lot of connections in the Grand Circuit, thought that, you know what, you've got the Hambletonian for three-year-old trotters. But back in the late 30s, mid-40s, early 40s, there wasn't much for three-year-old pacers. And Joe Neville thought that there should be, thus born the Little Brown Jug. Lots of hard work, lots of great horses has passed through the hallowed grounds of the Delaware County Fairgrounds. And back in 1956, and we're going to take a look, closer look at that in our second segment of this program, joining the Harness Racing Triple Crown, of course, which is the King Pace, the Messenger Pace, and now the Little Brown Jug. Three legs of the Harness Racing Triple Crown. Now, did you know that the Little Brown Jug, the horse, there was a horse named Little Brown Jug all the way back in the 19th century. This is a horse, Little Brown Jug, the horse, of course, 1875 was foaled and became a great pacer. Had a lot of problems, a lot of issues. We all know that you guys are familiar with Google by now. Click in the horse, Little Brown Jug. See all the things that he has overcome. And you talk about the heart of a standardbred. the integrity, and the will to win of a standardbred, Little Brown Jug is a horse that exemplifies that. Let's take you back to 1945, 1946, in that earlier era. Here's Roger Houston. And special thanks, by the way, to the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association. Their YouTube, check it out, because they have got a lot of great stuff on there, and of course, stuff about the Little Brown Jug. Let's hear from Roger Houston's segment back in 1946.
The vision of Joe Neville, a Delaware lawyer, and Hank Thompson, owner of the Delaware Gazette, came to reality when the first Little Brown Jug was raced at the Delaware County Fairgrounds in 1946. The Grand Circuit of Harness Racing, with a major event for three-year-old pacers, drew a field of nine to be raced for a purse of $35,358.65. The conditions were such that you had to win two heats to take the Little Brown Jug. The eventual winner would have to endure four heats of racing. The first heat went to Royal Chief and Del Cameron over Ensign Hanover and Honest Truth in the time of 2:02 3/4. All nine returned for the second heat, which saw the winner to be Ensign Hanover and Delaware's own Wayne T. Curly Smart in 2:03 1/4 over Quick Trick and Honest Truth, was again a third place finisher. The third heat, minus one of the original nine, went to the gate, but the previous heat winners couldn't seal the victory. The winner was His Lady with Joe Hyland in 2:05, with Ensign Hanover again second and Royal Chief finishing third. The three winners would battle it out in a fourth and final heat to determine the winner. The win by 2 1/4 lengths was Ensign Hanover and Curly Smart over His Lady and Royal Chief in 2:07 1/2.
And there it is. And we're going to hear more about Curly Smart coming up in the next segment. You've been off to the races on My 96.7 WDLR and AM 1270.
Cashman's Horse Equipment, proudly serving the equine and livestock community for over 40 years. Do you need rubber mats for your horse stalls? Horse safe fencing for your farm? A round pen to exercise your next winter? Cashman's has you covered, featuring the highest quality items at the best prices. Visit our friendly and knowledgeable team Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and shop over 10 acres of inventory. Conveniently located in Delaware, Ohio on US 42 North, just minutes from the home of the iconic Little Brown Jug. Or shop online anytime at cashmans.com.
Love horses? If you show, race, or just like to ride, Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center is here to help your horse live its best life. Our team of board-certified equine specialists provide world-class medical care and surgical care, 24-hour emergency critical care, neonatal intensive care, and advanced diagnostics and imaging 365 days a year. On-farm care is also available through our Columbus and Marysville locations. Call 614-292-6661. Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center. Caring. Down to a science.
Join the fast-paced, exciting world of harness racing. There are hundreds of immediate openings across Ohio for caretakers and grooms. Work with the greatest equine athletes in the country. Standardbred trainers need your help. Health insurance, vision care, prescription benefits, and a retirement plan are available for those that qualify. For more information on how you can be a part of the exciting world of harness racing, call 614-221-3650. That's 614-221-3650.
And we are back on Off to the Races on By 96.7 WDLR at AM 1270. Your host, Mike Bozich, welcoming you back to the program. And of course, in our first segment, we took a look at the beginnings of the Little Brown Jug back in the middle 1940s. And now we're going to fast forward just a little bit to the decade of the 1950s and some of the great events that happened in the Delaware County Fairgrounds for the Little Brown Jug. First of all, we're going to take a look at a lot of the action That took place courtesy of our good friends of the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association's YouTube channel. Of course, our good friend, the voice of the Little Brown Jug, Roger Houston, narrating a lot of this footage. So we're going to take a look at the 1950 LBJ, 1955, 1956, and 1960. And we're going to roll this footage from what is a couple of different segments. They're actually kind of segmented into four segments of the Little Brown Jug. But we're going to roll those in succession, then we'll have our thoughts here in just a couple of minutes. We'll start for the 1950 Little Brown Jug. Let's take a listen.
11 3-year-olds entered the 1950 Little Brown Jug, and it took three heats to determine the winner. Little-known Thomas Hatt with Merle Walters won the first in 2:03-3. The second heat went to Dudley Hanover and Delvin Miller in 2:02-3, a stakes record. Eight horses came back for the third heat with Miller and Dudley Hanover coming home the winner in 2:03-2 to win the Little Brown Jug. The three heats was a world record for three heats divided, 6:09-3. 1950 was the first year for a paddock to be used at Delaware. It should be known that the race was delayed 2 days because of rain and was contested on Saturday, September the 23rd, 1950. A record field of 17 3-year-olds were entered in the 1955 Little Brown Jug. The first division was won by Quick Chief and Billy Houghton in 2:01-5. A filly defeated the Colts in the second division as Dottie's Pick with Delvin Miller came home a winner in a world record time, 2:00.
As they come to the top of that lane, it's Meadowace now only but two lanes. Can Dottie's Pick make it up? It's Meadowace on the rail. Dottie's Pick coming strongly now on the outside. As they come for that wire, it's Cheetah Goose third, and Dottie's Pick is flying by, and it's going to be Dottie's Pick in 2:00.
The first four finishers in each division came back for the second heat, with Houghton and Quick Chief prevailing in 2:02. For Quick Chief, a world record for two heats, 4:03-2, and the first 3-year-old to win $100,000 lifetime.
It's Quick Chief, and can Daddy's Pick catch him in this third heat? It's Quick Chief coming for home. Daddy's Pick moving fast. Sea Eagle coming from way back is now trying to get in the money. But it's Quick Chief opening up the three lanes. He's going to get it all. Quick Chief in the Little Brown Jug. Daddy's Pick second in.
1955 also saw a record attendance of 40,000 fans at Delaware, Ohio. With a record of 37,861 in attendance for the 1956 Little Brown Jug, a field of 10 went behind the gate in a single division. The winner of the first heat was Noble Adios with trainer-driver John Simpson Sr. in 2:01. Adios Scott was second, and Canny Scott finished third.
Here it is in slow motion, the swing around the far turn for the final quarter of a mile. It's Noble Adios on that lead now. That's where Hanover trying hard to come back. And you can see Houghton straining. It's Adios Scott on the rail now. Noble Adios very easily driven at this point in the race. As they come for that wire, Noble Adios is coming on. Adios Scott is coming through second now as they come for that wire.
All return for the second heat. And once again, it was dominated by Noble Adios in 2:04 over Adio Way and Adios Scott.
At the three quarters, Buckeye is out of it. It's now Noble Adios on the lead. Bachelor Hanover is tiring. Adio Scott is coming on the outside. So is Adio Way in the far turn now. With an eighth of a mile to come, it's Noble Adios on the lead now. And Adio Way is moving fast on the outside. Adio Scott between horses. It's Noble Adios and Adio Way. Noble Adios and Adio Way to the wire.
For Simpson, was his initial Little Brown Jug win, going on to win three in his career. Noble Adios was a full brother to the 1954 winner, Adios Harry. The famed sire, Adios, would go on to sire 8 jug winners in his stud career. In 1960, 11 were entered, and the first heat went to Muncie Hanover and Earl Avery in 1:58-3, while the second heat was won by Bullet Hanover and John Simpson in the identical time of 1:58-3.
Here's Muncie Hanover and Bullet. Bullet is trying to collar Muncie. Bullet is coming on now. Barry Jester is also coming on. It's Bullet Hanover and Barry Jester. Muncie is all through. Bullet Hanover and Barry Jester, and there they are.
Both miles were world record performances. It also set up a three heats divided world record when Bullet Hanover came home the winner in 1:59 3/5 over Betting Time and Muncie Hanover.
Bullet Hanover, three horses wide, is third. Muncie Hanover is four horses wide. Dancer Hanover has the lead, but he makes a break. And Bullet Hanover is taking over. Betting Time has moved through second. Muncie Hanover is third, and there they are.
Bullet Hanover was the fourth son of the great Adios to win the Little Brown Jug, joining Adios Butler, Shadow Way, and Noble Adios. A perfect trifecta for the stallion Adios in 1958, 59, and 1960.
Now you're starting to realize how big of a history the Little Brown Jug has, not only in the sport of harness racing here in the city of Delaware, Ohio, but nationwide. This is a huge, huge event. Once again, you can check out all of these little clips on the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association YouTube channel. And when we come back, we're going to take a look at the next decade from 1960 up to 1970. This is what you're going to be hearing over the next couple of weeks on this program. You have got Off to the Races on My 96.7 FM, WDLR AM 1270. We'll be back in a flash.
It's known as the Great American Harness Race, the Little Brown Jug, and it's held right here in Delaware, Ohio. Why? Because Ohio is the heartland of harness racing. In Ohio, the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association keeps things running smoothly and is here to make sure that harness racing remains strong. Breed in Ohio, buy in Ohio, race in Ohio, and win in Ohio. Join us and keep Ohio as the driving force of harness racing. Call 800-353-6442, the OHHA.
Cashman's Horse Equipment, proudly serving the equine and livestock community for over 40 years. Do you need rubber mats for your horse stalls? Horse safe fencing for your farm? A round pen to exercise your next winter? Cashman's has you covered, featuring the highest quality items at the best prices. Visit our friendly and knowledgeable team Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and shop over 10 acres of inventory. Conveniently located in Delaware, Ohio on US 42 North, just minutes from the home of the iconic Little Brown Jug. Or shop online anytime at cashmans.com.
Love horses? If you show, race, or just like to ride, Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center is here to help your horse live its best life. Our team of board-certified equine specialists provide world-class medical care and surgical care, 24-hour emergency critical care, neonatal intensive care, and advanced diagnostics and imaging 365 days a year. On-farm care is also available through our Columbus and Marysville locations. Call 614-292-6661. Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center. Caring. Down to a science.
And we are back on My 96.7 FM WDLR AM 1270. You've got Off to the Races here on this Saturday morning, and let's continue to dive into the history of the Little Brown Jug. We're now the decade of 1970, back into the decade I was born. Roger Houston, the voice, Little Brown Jug, courtesy of the OHHA YouTube channel, takes us to the 1970 event.
Another record attendance of 45,111 showed up for the 25th Little Brown Jug in 1970 with a field of 11. The first heat went to Most Happy Fella and Stan Dancer in 1:57-1. With a bad post in the first division, Columbia George and driver Roland Bouyer finished third.
Out of the stretch, Most Happy Fella by 2.5 lengths. Berwick Hanover is second. Columbia George on the outside. Keystone Cat down at the rail. It is Most Happy Fella showing the way in the first heat of the jug. Most Happy Fella by 2.75 lengths.
In the second heat, it was Columbia George over Most Happy Fella in 1:57-3, setting up a third heat.
Columbia
Georgia, the inside, most popping fella, and Leander Lovell. Columbia, Georgia, most popping fella coming out of Columbia, Georgia, holding on, and Columbia, Georgia wins the second
heat. A field of seven came to the track for what proved to be the final heat, as Most Happy Fella sat third to Columbia George, while Curly Smart was hung every step of the mile with Leander Lobel. As Leander Lobel tired at the three quarters, driver Dancer had racing room and bested Bouyer and Columbia George by a neck, with Most Happy Fella at the wire in 1:57.3.
Inside, Most Happy Fella on the outside.
The 1971 Little Brown Jug became one of the greatest ever when the heavy favorite fell victim to harness racing's greatest showman. 15 were entered for a purse of $102,964.80. The first division was anyone's to win, and it was H.T. Luca and Del Ensco winning in 1:58.3. The second division saw the heavy favorite, Albatross, and Stanley Dancer win over Nansemond and Hervé Fillon, with Springfield third in 58.1.
It's Albatross and Nansemond as they turn for home. Springfield third in very special form. Albatross on the outside, Nansemond coming on again at the rail. It is Albatross and Nansemond.
The second heat was the upset of the day, as Hervé Fillon got up with Nansemond to get the win over Albatross, with El Patron third in 57.2.
It is Albatross showing the way at the head of the stretch on the outside, H.T. Luca, and here comes Nansemond.
In the final three-horse race-off, it was Hervé Fillon getting fractions he controlled with Nansemond, wire-to-wire in 2:04.2, with a final quarter in 28 seconds over Albatross and H.T. Luca. After the race, Dancer vowed that he would not return till he could win the Little Brown Jug.
In the stretch, it's Nansemond on the lead, Albatross coming out of him.
Known Sea Train by Meadows Skipper became the first gelding to win the jug in 1975. Hank Thompson, the co-founder of the jug, sat at the draw for post positions when told of the field. He responded, "Who's this Sea Train?" With 19 entered, the first division went to Sea Train and Ben Webster in a world record time of 1:57.
It's Sea Train there.
The second division went to Albert Starr and driver Keith Waples in 1:56.4. Thus, the final saw the first four finishers in each division go postward, with post one going to Sea Train and post two to Albert Starr. Webster went right to the front and never yielded, winning by a length and three quarters in 1:59.4.
At Sea Train to open up by a length and a half.
Final panel of 28.1. That gave Sea Train a world record two heats for a gelding. Stanley Dancer vowed in 1971 he wouldn't return for the jug until he could win it. He came back in 1976 with Keystone Ore. 16 were entered with the richest purse of $153,799 before a crowd of 39,709. The principal competition would come from his rival Armbro Ranger, who had won the Adios at the Meadows by a head in a world record time of 1:56. The first division, as expected, was won by Armbro Ranger and Joe O'Brien in 1:56.4. Dancer scored with Keystone Orr in the other division in 1:57. The stage was set for another battle between the top two colts. In the final, it was Keystone Orr cutting the mile with fractions of 29, 59-3, 129-1, and winning in 1:57.2 with a final quarter in 28-1.
Thank you so much, Roger Houston, and thank you so much for joining us, and thank you so much for our sponsors, the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association, Breed in Ohio, Buy in Ohio, Race in Ohio, and Win in Ohio. Also brought to you by the Ohio State University Veterinary Medical Center. They've got Caring Down to a Science and Cashman's Horse Equipment Outlet and Drive-Thru Feed Store. Visit them online at cashmans.com. We'll see you next week, 9:30 a.m. So long, everyone.
Love horses? If you show, race, or just like to ride, Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center is here to help your horse live its best life. Our team of board-certified equine specialists provide world-class medical care and surgical care, 24-hour emergency critical care, neonatal intensive care, and advanced diagnostics and imaging 365 days a year. On-farm care is also available through our Columbus and Marysville locations. Call 614-292-6661. Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center. Caring. Down to a science.
Join the fast-paced, exciting world of harness racing. There are hundreds of immediate openings across Ohio for caretakers and grooms. Work with the greatest equine athletes in the country. Standardbred trainers need your help. Health insurance, vision care, prescription benefits, and a retirement plan are available for those that qualify. For more information on how you can be a part of the exciting world of harness racing, call 614-221-3650. That's 614-221-3650.
Cashman's Horse Equipment, proudly serving the equine and livestock community for over 40 years. Do you need rubber mats for your horse stalls? Horse safe fencing for your farm? A round pen to exercise your next winter? Cashman's has you covered, featuring the highest quality items at the best prices. Visit our friendly and knowledgeable team Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and shop over 10 acres of inventory. Conveniently located in Delaware, Ohio on US 42 North, just minutes from the home of the iconic Little Brown Jug. Or shop online anytime at cashmans.com.